The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus was teaching in the temple, and a large crowd was listening to him. He said, "Beware of the scribes who like to walk around in long robes, and to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces, and to have the best seats in the synagogues and places of honor at banquets. They devour widows' houses, and for the sake of appearance, say long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation." Jesus sat down opposite the treasury and watched the crowd putting money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow came and put in 2 small copper coins, which are worth a penny. Then he called the disciples and said to them, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the treasury. For all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all that she had to live on." The Gospel of the Lord. If we pay attention to the story and the highlighting that the Lord gives in the Gospel, there's a contrast between poverty and riches. And the Lord changes the valuation of these. The one who is materially poor is the one who is rich in faith. The 2 widows here, one in the first reading who accepts the word of Elijah, and the widow that Jesus highlights, are the poor on the margins of society. In their time, the widow had almost no way of making money, no support, without a husband. So the Lord was pointing us towards this unfortunate soul materially, but highlighting her as one who had a richness that the rich materially did not have, that is, a faith and a hope in the Lord. She put in the 2 small coins as a sign that she believed that the Lord would take care of her. This, in many ways, is a greater treasure than the material riches that the rich people here put in the treasury. It's what the good thief got at the cross. I always like the story that Father Benedict Rochelle told when he was working with young juvenile delinquents who committed crimes, that he put up in a classroom 2 crosses, Jesus, and then another one was the good thief. His traditional name is called Dismas. Under the cross of Dismas, he put a little sign that said, "Lord, cop me a good plea," which in their lingo means, you know, "Get me a good deal, judge, so I get out of jail." This is what the good thief got. He recognized and took hold of the grace and the mercy of the Lord when he was dying. He who, as his own words said, he deserved death. Perhaps he committed murder, terrible thefts. But he took hold of the one great treasure that matters: faith. This is what we can offer as Catholics. This is one of our great treasures that we should offer to the world. If we don't, we are lacking in our mission and the purpose of the Church, who we are called to be as Christians, to give that faith to the world. See, there's the unfortunate reality we see in the Church sometimes, or people that look upon the Catholic Church and say, the Church's focus should be simply on reaching out to the poor and those who are on the margins of society. This is part of the work of the Church, but if you reduce the Church to this, you are not truly dealing with the poverty of everyone's soul. So you can feed them and clothe them, but if you don't offer them hope, meaning in life, they can and will remain poor in many ways. It's the gift that so many immigrants in the past here had who built this church. Many indigenous who took hold of the Catholic faith, that they had hope for the future, faith that the Lord would take care of things. And this was part of the work of the church throughout the centuries, that they went out to the poor and the marginalized, gave them material help, and gave them faith to persevere, to trust that the Lord would help them and they could carry on. You see, the Lord Jesus, as he was telling this gospel, was doing something else. He was pointing our eyes towards the widow, towards that poor person, which the rest of the world might have overlooked. Okay, and that's another poor person, another widow. Oh, I don't care. This is the way of Christ, the way of the church. That we point the society's eyes to the poor, to the marginalized, and reach out in the name of Christ to give them help as we can, and the help of the faith. This is what the early church reached out to, building hospitals and picking people off the streets, protecting the infants, speaking against abortion, and raising up society to be aware of those who are on the margins of society. This is because of their Christian faith, because they took upon themselves the eyes of Christ. This is a treasure worth anything else in this world. If you have this, you have everything. But if you're missing this, then you are missing everything. Another one, and not too long ago, was reported to Kolo, this treasure, was the famous mafia gangster Al Capone. And look and say, well, Al Capone, they say that near his last years of his life, while he was in prison, that a priest came to him, that he allowed priests to come to him in prison, and that he heard his confession and he repented of his past. Behind that was a praying and sacrificing mother who went to daily mass. That is, to pass on the faith, to save souls. See, the even worse thing is the continuation of the mentality of the mafia and the drugs and so many distorted cultures without faith, without hope. Then the violence continues and continues and continues. There's no cycle. The cycle continues. There's no way of breaking it. Faith inserts a different way of thinking. It says, no, this is not right. Turn away from your sinful lifestyle. Choose another way. And the Lord will help you. This is what faith gives to us. It's the great treasure. It's the calling of the Lord. And another perspective that we can have upon this gospel is to put ourselves in the gospel scene, which is always a good meditation. We can look and see, are we those looking from the outside and perhaps ignoring the woman? Or looking upon her, and what could I do? See, in fact, we don't know exactly what the apostles did after Jesus told this gospel. Most probably they would have looked for her, given her a blessing of some kind, maybe some material help, and she most probably took hold of the Christian faith. But there is still another perspective in the gospel. It is the woman herself. She, in fact, is the hero of the story. She is the one that had the faith. So she was the one who was truly rich. And we can ask ourselves, do we put ourselves in the place of this hero? It's a point of meditation for us then. Where does our treasure lie? Do we just regard ourselves as we give a little to the collection or to the poor, which is a good and holy thing? Or is our greater treasure faith in Jesus Christ? And do we try to pass that on to others? This is the point that Jesus is making today. The point in the gospel, the point of all times. He reaches out with his heart. Will you take hold of the faith in me? Will you trust in me? If you do, then you have the greatest of treasures. If you persevere in that through the grace of the Lord, you can rejoice with the good thief, the reformed gangsters, and all the holy saints in heaven. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.